Something in the Tea, written by Tsundere Storm, read by Nonplast. Fandom The Untamed. Pairing Lan Xicheng, Jin Guangyao, Nie Mingjue. Rating Explicit. No archive warnings apply. They assume it is an accident, an attack of some kind, but by organic matter or curse, they are not sure. Nie Mingjue blames Jin Guangyao. Jin Guangyao blames no one, because sometimes there is no blame, only a series of events that happen with no traceable beginning. Lan Xicheng can barely speak, or he'll tell them the truth. The full truth, if they asked, not his clever half-truths and little lies white as snow. The truth is, it was no accident. Lan Xicheng had just wanted to help them, to force them together the way they used to crave, united with, in, him. He has been told he is like water, the snow melt of spring in contrast to Wang Ji's stalwart, solid ice, and like water he wants to find a way, uphill if he has to. Through the walls, under the ground, he will alleviate the drought of their lost love. The tea had claimed to be an aphrodisiac, a perfect blend of herbs and flora to warm the body and calm the mind. Of course, Lan Xicheng tried some himself first, the better to understand how it might affect his sworn brothers. Opening the paper packet should have tipped him off. Even the dust of the tea that shakes out from between the fold lines is sweetly floral. How strong must this be, that even a cultivator of Lan Xicheng's skill is undertaken so quickly? They find him completely overcome, outer robes stripped off, undress lifted up around his waist, grinding helplessly against a cushion that he has no doubt set out for one of them to sit on. They can feel the heat in the room from the doorway, see the flush across his cheeks and the sweat that drips down his nose and over his plush pink lips, see the shine of the wetness that he streaked onto his robes, the cushion, the floor. Both! Xicheng croaks as he crawls to them, licking his lips to wet them, pawing weakly at Nie Mingjue's thigh as he holds delicately to Jin Guanyao's sleeve. Both of you. They both gawk at him, Jin Guanyao doing just a little better at hiding his surprise. He's always been good at saving face that way, and Nie Mingjue has always worn his heart on his sleeve. Please. Lan Xicheng pleads, a hint of desperation in his voice. Nie Mingjue has him back to chest, Lan Xicheng's legs hooked over his calves and his big hands on his thighs. It spreads him wide, shows off the sopping wet mess of his pubic hair and the slick flesh of his cunt. There is no time for foreplay, no time for anything but filling him up, and almost immediately as Nie Mingjue's cock disappears inside his wet, welcoming hole, the shivers subside. Lan Xicheng tips his head back onto Nie Mingjue's shoulder, arms outstretched to Jin Guangyao, welcoming him into his, their, embrace. Ayao! Lan Xicheng weeps, and then, Dakua, please, all of us, together again.